If a tahar person is chewing food, and so in his mouth is a mixture of food and saliva, and he dribbles, v'nafal al bigadav, and some of the saliva and the food dribble out onto his clothing, v'al kikor shel truma, and onto a loaf of truma. Tahar, we say that the truma loaf is still tahar, because the saliva coming out of his mouth is definitely not according to his ratzon, it's undesired. Hechsher l'tumah has to be something that he wants to be makshir l'tumah, or makshir to be makabel tumah. In this case, he doesn't want to drool on his clothes, he's going to look like a dribbler. And so, anything he dribbled onto the loaf is also still tahar. Hayochel zeisim pitzuim, if he is eating crushed olives, utmarim retubos, or moist dates, and kol shehu rotza lamot says garinoso, he planned on sucking more moisture out of the pit, because all of these things, it's quite yummy, and he wanted to suck them out. V'nafal abagodav al kikar shel truma, and then the saliva and some of the juice and everything falls onto his clothing and onto a loaf of truma, then tameh. In this case, it's tameh, because he was specifically gathering saliva in his mouth to suck the pit. And so as a result, this was saliva that he wanted, and his ratzon therefore makes it a hechsher l'tumah. Saliva is one of the liquids that can be machsher l'tumah. Haya ochel zeisim neguvim. If he was eating dry olives, utmarim yveshos, or dry dates, kind of a raisin-ish, and kol she'eino ratza lamot tzgar inaso, he had no intention of sucking the pit out and getting moisture out of it. And avla begad ba kikar shel truma tahar. And then if the saliva comes out, it wasn't saliva that he was gathering for any particular reason, so it's not machshir the loaf of truma l'tumah, and as a result, everything remains tahar. Echa tahar ve'echa tful yom ko'elu. And the rule is the same whether the person was tahar or whether it was a tful yom who was chewing on this stuff. Because in this case, it's a matter of the ratzon, and so it's not going to impact the loaf of truma. Except in the case where he did want the saliva to come out, in which case it would. Rabbi Meir omer elu ve'elu tmeim b'tful yom. But Rabbi Meir disagrees with Tanakama. He says whether he's eating moist fruit or dry fruit, doesn't matter. Any saliva that comes out of his mouth is going to impact the loaf of truma. Shemashkin shel tami machshirim l'rutzono v'shelo l'rutzono. Because any secretions, any liquids from a tame person are machshir l'tumah, whether the person wants them or not. We saw this in Masechta Machshirin, we saw it by Azov. There's no choice. Doesn't matter what it was he had in mind. Then, when it comes to the truma, this tful yom is considered to have affected it. V'chachamim remain tful yom tameh. V'chachamim say a tful yom isn't tameh. A tful yom is a guy who's completely tahar except waiting for Harav Shemesh. So secretions from him are not the same as other things that come out of a tameh person. He is not a tameh person. So the cases are not really comparable, and they don't hold like Rabbi Meir. Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph. Ochel ma'aser shehuchshar b'mashkef. Ma'aser rishon food from which they had not yet taken out trumas ma'aser. So here's the truma connection. So you have ma'aser rishon that still needs trumas ma'aser taken out, and it becomes hechsher l'tumah by some liquid. And v'nagabo tul yom, a tul yom touched it. Or oyadayim misoavos, or a tahar person, but whose hands, midrabanan, are a sheni l'tumah, busy hands, so his hands, the Rabbanan, have had tumah been geyser upon them. So then, mafrishim imenu trumas meiser b'tahara. Trumas meiser is then separated from the meiser rishon, b'tahara, meaning the trumas meiser is tahar. Why? Because mipnei shehu shalishi, the meiser food touched by the tful yom, or by the sheni hands, tful yom is also a sheni, becomes a shlishi l'tumah, and a shlishi is tahar l'chulin. A shlishi is pure, is tahar regarding chulin. And ma'aser rishon, before separating it even from trumas ma'aser, it still has the status of chulin. So it can't be turned into a shlishi until it is itself actually truma. Because this was ma'aser, so the tul yom or the yadayim didn't affect it. And so you can separate out trumas ma'aser now with no worries.